Welcome to episode 538 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 5 of our special series, 12 Days of Christmas. Many of our Christmas symbols and traditions have pagan origins. However, the Christmas tree appears to be an exception. There is no evidence of any pagan religion decorating a special holiday tree for their midwinter festivals. Although the Romans celebrated the winter solstice with a festival called Saturnalia in honor of Saturnus, the god of agriculture, they decorated their houses with greens and lights and exchanged gifts. And there is some evidence that the Druids, a high-ranking class in ancient Celtic cultures, worshipped trees during the winter solstice. And what about Jeremiah 10, verses 2 to 4? Thus says the Lord, "Learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed at them, for the customs of the peoples are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked with an axe by the hands of a craftsman. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails, so that it cannot move." If, based on a passage like this, a Christian would be convinced that they should not have a Christmas tree or even celebrate Christmas, then they should stand in that conviction. It is good to remember what Paul wrote: whatever is not from faith is sin. Nevertheless, there are many reasons to believe that despite some similarities, the differences are even greater and do not prohibit the modern custom of the Christmas tree. Jeremiah spoke regarding the customs of the Gentiles, and in the modern world, the appropriate celebration of Christmas is an expression of belief in God and His Son, not a custom of unbelievers. Jeremiah spoke of believers borrowing customs of unbelievers. In the modern world, when an unbeliever has a Christmas tree, it is a case of unbelievers borrowing the customs of believers. And Jeremiah spoke of a tree regarded as an idol, and properly understood, the modern Christmas tree is not an idol. If for a family it becomes an idol, it should be discarded. Jeremiah spoke to a time in history when trees were often directly connected with idolatry, either literal trees or their representations. But from the early days of the church, Christmas trees have been used as Christian symbols to teach about Christ. During the 7th century, a monk from Devonshire spent time there preaching the word of God. He used the triangular shape of the fir tree to teach about the Trinity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By the 12th century, the fir tree was hung upside down from ceilings in Central Europe as a symbol of Christianity at Christmas time. Boniface was an English Benedictine monk and leading figure in the Anglo-Saxon mission to the Germanic parts of the Frankish Empire during the 8th century. He would later be recognized as a saint by the Catholic Church. During his time as a missionary, he encountered Druids who worshipped trees. To stop their sacrifices to an oak tree that they considered sacred, it is said that Saint Boniface chopped the tree down in 725 AD. With one mighty blow, the monk felled the massive oak, and as the tree split, a beautiful young fir tree sprang from its center. Boniface told the people that this lovely evergreen, with its branches pointing to heaven, was indeed a holy tree, the tree of the Christ child, a symbol of his promise of eternal life. He instructed them to carry the evergreen from the wilderness into their homes and to surround it with gifts, symbols of love and kindness. From the 11th century, religious plays called mystery plays were staged throughout Europe, including the popular Paradise play, depicting the story of the creation of Adam and Eve, their sin, and their banishment from Eden. An evergreen tree was used for this winter festival and decorated with apples, symbolizing the forbidden fruit. The play ended with the promise of the coming Savior. Wafers were also hung from the tree, symbolizing the forgiveness of sins in communion, making it now not just a tree of knowledge, but also the tree of life. This resulted in a custom of decorating a fir tree in the homes with apples and small white wafers representing the Eucharist, or communion service, at Christmas time. These wafers were later replaced by little pieces of pastry cut in the shapes of stars, angels, hearts, flowers, and bells. In some areas, the custom was to hang the tree upside down. In addition to the paradise tree, many German Christians set up a Christmas pyramid called a Reichstag, an open wooden frame with shelves for figurines of the Nativity, covered with evergreen branches and decorated with candy, pastry, candles, and a star. The star represented the Star of Bethlehem. The candles represented the light of Christ coming into the world. The evergreens were the symbol of eternal life. And the candy, fruits, and pastries, the goodness of our life in Christ, the fruit of the Spirit, etc. By the 17th century, the Reichstag and the Paradise Tree became merged into the modern Christmas tree. Late in the Middle Ages, Germans and Scandinavians placed evergreen trees inside their homes or just outside their doors to show their hope in the forthcoming spring. The first Christmas tree was decorated by Protestant Christians in 16th century Germany. Our modern Christmas tree evolved from these early German traditions, and the custom most likely came to the United States with Hessian troops during the American Revolution or with German immigrants to Pennsylvania and Ohio. There is a popular tradition that Martin Luther was walking in a bright, snow-covered, starlit night pondering the birth of Christ. Enthralled by the evergreen trees, the stars, and the landscape, he took a tree inside and put candles on it to represent the majesty he felt about Christ's birth as Jesus came down from the stars to bring us eternal life. Here are 10 object lessons that we could discuss with our children this Christmas season based on the Christmas tree. 1. Just as evergreen trees grow all year long and are always green, Jesus came to earth to give us everlasting life. 2. The tree itself can represent the tree of life that Jesus came to earth to restore to us. It can also represent the cross where Jesus died for our sins. We cut down a tree for Christmas, just as Christ was cut down for our sins, but we resurrect the tree in our homes, just as Christ was resurrected after 3 days. 3. We can place an angel or star or both on the top of our tree. When we do, we can explain that both angels and a special star were in the sky the night Jesus was born. The angels proclaimed the good news to the shepherds. The star lit the way of wise men traveling to Bethlehem. 4. We can hang apples or pears or other such fruit from the Christmas tree as an object lesson representing the forbidden fruit eaten by Adam and Eve. This is a reminder that the eating of this fruit brought sin into the world, and Jesus came to earth to save us from our sins. 5. We can hang holly on our tree. This holly, which is red, can remind us of the blood Jesus shed to save us from our sins. 6. When we hang lights, we can reference verses like John 8, verse 12, John 12, verse 46, John 1, verse 9, and Psalm 27, verse 1, that indicate that Jesus is the light of the world. 7. We can also use lights to show that we ought to reflect the light of Jesus in our lives. 8. Round bulbs represent Jesus coming to earth. Other ornaments represent that God wants to give us good things. 9. Wreaths are circular. This symbolizes eternal life. It can also symbolize God's unending love. We usually hang wreaths on the door to welcome guests, just as Jesus welcomes us to have eternal life in him. Wreaths are made out of evergreen, symbolizing again everlasting life in Christ. 10. There is one part of the Christmas tree that is more important than any other. It is not the lights or ornaments or even the angel or star on top. It's the base, and it's the part we often ignore. We only see it when we're putting the tree up or taking it down. Most of the time, it's hidden by the tree skirt, or the presents. But without the base, the tree wouldn't stand. The ornaments and lights wouldn't stay up, and we would have a big mess in our living rooms. There are so many things that happen at Christmas time that it is easy at times to miss that which is most important, the foundation. And that foundation is Jesus. Father, help us to use the symbols and traditions of Christmas to remember the gift given to humanity 2,000 years ago and to draw closer to you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.